Cardinal designate Timothy Dolan, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, denounced yesterday's decision of a federal court rejecting the constitutionality of Proposition 8, a voter-approved initiative in California that recognizes marriage as a union of one man and one woman. The decision brings the issue one step closer to the United States Supreme Court. Charles Collins has this report.
Proposition 8 was approved by California voters in 2008 and reversed a court decision to legalize same-sex marriage. The decision on Tuesday of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the August 4, 2010 decision of a federal district judge who had ruled Proposition 8 unconstitutional. Cardinal-designate Timothy Dolan called the decision a grave injustice and said it ignored the reality that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. The president of the lay organization Catholics for the Common Good, William May, was outside the courthouse when the decision was made.
It's about time that we have a sober discussion of the arguments and the rights of California voters to protect the only institution that unites kids with their moms and dads.
In California, Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez issued a statement saying government has no competence and no authority to redefine marriage or expand its definition to include other kinds of relationships. He added that this would have grave consequences for children and for the common good of our society. He wrote he would continue to pray for an ultimate outcome that supports and strengthens the true meaning of marriage. That outcome will probably be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court, and William May said he is hopeful the decision of the Ninth Circuit Court will be appealed.
We expected this, and from the most liberal court in the country, the most overturned court, the most overturned judge, and we've always seen this as just a stepping stone to the Supreme Court where it'll be ultimately decided.
Currently in the United States, 6 states have legalized same-sex marriage, but 29 have constitutional bans on same-sex marriage, and 12 states ban the practice by statute. I'm Charles Collins.